You stuck your what in where? By End Politicians, November 17, 2022. Blog, Money, The Human Condition, Writing. A pipeline of destruction that debt charge can be. Guilty as charged, through 16 sequentially strategic digits, where the only room for error is one's judgment. Of course it takes separate digits to input the baker's dozen plus three. I arrived to the screen scene late, making me a double middle finger man personally, though I space out in non-heavenly dimensions with my thumb, that is right, left up to my brain function. Tangled in that rectangle of entanglement, time to check out. Enter the details, that code of verification, address the situation. Confirmation, perhaps from an entirely distant nation. Judge me not, under the influence, it can be hard to be dissuaded. Did not even have to leave the seat, now that is what one would call an easy box. Expect to see said package in 7 to 14 days, well, if Canada Customs does not intercept it in, say, mid-July, in order to inspect to this very day that is. Maybe they are in the midst of giving inanimate objects citizenship. COVID did kind of make a bulk of society's sanity enthusiastically jump right out of the window head first. Or maybe the supervisor just enamored said object too enviously and I marked it for imminent destruction, wink wink. Either way, it is probably voting liberal, and collecting some sort of government benefit. After all, what isn't? I think the mice in my attic have claimed me as a dependent in order to keep the government cheese a-rollin' in. They are too well off for the regular peanut butter-induced neck massagers I supply. For some it is a plastic implosive device that in that rectangle of entanglement so akin to producing all too many an easy box. Speaking of an easy box, coincidentally, a credit card is, lengthwise and widthwise, the dimensions needed, 3 3/8 by 2 1/8 inches, to cut an opening in wood paneling or other building material substrates when the necessity arrives to add a receptacle, switch, or other electrical or data port function to an existing locale without having to excessively deconstruct then repair said area. Yes, now one can die intrinsically enlightened having been instilled with such mind-expanding knowledge. Pull that tidbit out to try and impress your contractor and they will undoubtedly add 12.7% to 19.04% onto the bill. Oh right, credit cards. Guilty as charged. Though not for being in the depths of debt. If it cannot be bought outright there will be no transaction in my existence. My somewhat ameliorable offense is to still be banking with and possess aforementioned credit card with one of the inept Big Five Canadian government-coddled, fascist, banking cartels. I say fascist because of the $114 billion bailout the Canadian government supplied to said five banks between 2008 and 2010. $114 billion given to banks that government claim to be financially secure and in no need of financial help. Topsy-turvy government speak. Corporate welfare. Fascist construct. Less than zeros to the power of indemnity. Yes people, unlike mathematics, where negative integers are multiplied together and come to form a positive bottom line, the negative numerical incompetence of greed-ridden predatory banking practices multiplied by highly negatory government lies, stupidity, and ineptness strictly compounds the opaque equation to the point of creating a black hole of consumption so dark that not only is a double negative created, cancelling out any positive, but the temperature of the not-so-heavenly fascist corpse has fallen below the thermal threshold of the dead space construct, leaving a triple negative of destructive proportions. Just think, government supplying crime-producing junkies with free housing, food, drugs, drug paraphernalia, phones, and any other amenities they please, then producing legislation that leaves their victims holding the bill while the junkies are endlessly rewarded for their antisocial actions, not even registering that their behavior is abhorrent and a detriment to society. Well, multiply said equation by a billion, and voila, we have ourselves the Big Five Canadian banking government criminal cartel. Whereas government logic is, the crime-ridden junkie is too honorable to jail, and the festering banking number flunkers are too big to fail. No capitalism there. Nor humanism. Government bonds. Why, yes, those big five banks sell the government bonds necessary for Canada to take on over $1 trillion of government debt that will never be paid off, but will fleece hardworking Canadians out of billions of dollars to service the debt. Okay, this is all starting to make sense now, the nonsense that it is. Though when does that government hammer become too big to nail? When supposed sovereign banks take taxpayer-funded handouts to save them from the cliff of ineptitude their emaciated corpses were supposed to rest at the bottom of in order to fertilize a new base, does it not just give an even more fiscally incompetent, putting brain-dwelling government the power structure to infiltrate even further the non-symbiosis of ungodly, pathological itcher of the literal deconstruction of a healthy societal body suffering from the dual disease brought on by a failed circulatory system now removing vital organs in order to supposedly bring the cadaver so healthily into the future? Remember the Freedom Convoy, where hardworking Canadians from all walks of life crowdfunded courageous truckers risking their livelihood to bring at least the appearance of a free, non-authoritarian, globalist dictated government tyranny vomited upon a thoroughly fed-up populace who had the necessary synapses of a 12-neuronal function to differentiate between propagandized government fantasy and an objective reality? Did the government then not conspire with said infiltrated banks to illegally freeze the accounts of hardworking, law-abiding citizens from all walks of life? Why, yes, they did. Okay, this is all starting to make sense now. The nonsense that it is. Undemocratic authoritarianism. Too fascist to heil. Where a bank can mismanage its fiscal responsibility and need billions upon billions of dollars to stay afloat, but a single citizen is not allowed to withdraw $10,000 of their money without being reported to FinTrack under suspicion of being a terrorist or money launderer. Anyone in tune with the true workings of the world knows that most terrorism is state-sponsored, and not cash transactions. Just ask the British government and ISIS terrorists, think think. Banks and government, the neutrons to each other's time bombs. Since the Canadian government bailed out the not in need of financial help Big Five banks to the tune of $114 billion in 2008, the government seems to have become fearful of their shameful act of which they do their best to lie and deny, so it has now become legislation to legally allow said banks to steal depositors' money over the federally insured amount and replace said fiscal amount with shares in the failed bank. Goodbye money, hello digital toilet paper. Okay, this is all starting to make sense now, the nonsense that it is. Banks get in bed with the public sector and sell the government's shady bonds, which allow the government to infiltrate the banking sector, forcing banks to enact on behalf of government shenanigans including illegally freezing citizens' accounts. In turn, government allows the banks to now legally steal people's money when they blow themselves up while following the regulations that government has put in place to regulate the entity that it is dependent upon to sell its crippling debt instruments and regime. In turn ruthlessly punishing the country's citizenry through either outlets of the time bombs waiting to go off. Banks plus government equals sadomasochism. Oh right, and quite often there is also a revolving door between being a banker then becoming a politician. Earlier I wrote of my somewhat ameliorable offense about banking with one of the Big Five. I say somewhat ameliorable due to the fact that being able to choose something does in no way necessitate that one actually has an unencumbered, logical, meaningful, or even rational set of entities, objects, circumstances, substrates, or other formed matter, or even thoughts, ideas, opinions, nor philosophical principles to choose from. Now that is a chosen concept, but is it a terminal vantage point? Kind of reads like the potential for a down-the-road philosophical expounding upon in a future article. Now where was me? Right. Banks. So they give you a cup and lead you to a private room with titillating, stimulating media along with a spermaceti. Sorry, wrong banks. Though quite the deposit. Invested in the future, head up, hands down. where a long line of credit certainly equates to coming in handy in lieu of overdraft protection. Has your rate of interest declined on the loan withdrawal? This is a holdup. Let me get on with it. It would be more than fair to state that this author is in no way rich, or even what one would call well off, and tentatively my retirement plan still consists of a rope, a beam, a rickety stool, and the effects of gravity. Though I currently use a proven inept bank to keep my cobwebs in digital form, the silk may very well be spun into a credit union in the near future. Of course, time will have to be taken off work to investigate rules and feasibility of said change, of which money will be foregone in doing so. Well, maybe the credit unions in my area are open later and perhaps even a Saturday? No, they are not. Which reminds me, that is why I joined my current bank, the fact that they were open later in the evening and Saturdays. Catch 22. Keeping my money in a bank makes me feel somewhat violated, underappreciated, mildly unclean, and undoubtedly supporting the inept government banking cartel symbiosis of perversion. For someone who does not do much other than either watch his money depreciate under minuscule interest rates and exorbitant inflation rates, or into the ether of the internet to not so miraculously transform into not random easy box disbursements, perhaps the credit union is a more logical outcome for income. Though what if there was an in-between? That somewhat ameliorable conundrum I spoke of earlier. What if there was a money-managing entity that did not engage in the big boy behavior of predatory and high-risk investing, quite possibly against the known portfolios of supposed clients, yet was not as non-profit mindset as the familiar credit union? Say, a middle-of-the-road financial institution that was not beholden to fascist symbiosis of current-era big government banking collusion. You know, where profits could be used in the community to fund projects while taking the tax burden off of citizens. I would more than likely put my cobwebs in such a place if it existed. Though I suppose that would not fund wars, allow million-dollar bonuses for the CEOs that become politicians, allow out-of-control governments to manipulate and punish society through suicidal debt regimes of symbiotic banking collaboration, provide financial institutions to leech off of the predatory debauchery of the IMF and its vassal vacuuming of the entirety of wealth, prosperity, and all hope from all geographical locations in its tentacled rapture. And it most certainly would not meet the ease of unraveling the central bank digital currencies that globalist governments have already in creation and plan on enslaving society within in order to mask their complete failure of controlling the economy, where the more power they are given the more messed up society becomes. All we need is just a little bit more power and we will fix the gaping self-inflicted shotgun wound to the skull, chunkily shedding the last vestiges of any matter left in our non-existence. Time to reload. CR.